nuclear option in the Senate. 1 year anniversary of legal same-sex weddings. A year ago today, the first legal same-sex marriages took place in Massachusetts. Since then, more than 6,000 gay and lesbian couples have exchanged wedding vows, but the matter isn't over in Massachusetts. State lawmakers passed a proposed constitutional amendment last year, banning gay marriage but legalizing civil unions. A second vote is expected later this year to determine whether to put that amendment on the ballot in November 2006. Many other states moving in the opposite direction on gay marriage, more than a dozen approving laws banning such unions. Gay marriage in Arizona could be headed for the ballot next year. A campaign underway there to put a proposed constitutional amendment before the voters. The measure would prohibit same-sex marriages, and it would bar state and local governments from giving legal status to any unmarried couple. Arizona already outlaws same-sex unions, but gay marriage opponents say more is needed to protect the sanctity of families by preventing judges from overturning that prohibition. Supporters filed an initiative with the Secretary of State's office in Arizona, and they held a news conference talking about it on this one-year anniversary of the Massachusetts law. Russia's biggest post-Soviet trial, a court delivered a guilty verdict in the fraud and tax evasion case of an oil tycoon. Mikhail Khodorkovsky has been convicted on all seven charges. He's the former head of the Yukos oil company. Prosecutors had asked for a maximum 10-year sentence. There was speculation of a shorter term in what is a politically sensitive case. He's been in jail since October 2003. His supporters contend the case against him was Kremlin-directed revenge for funding of opposition parties. Pakistan's president doesn't appear to be giving up his hold on power anytime soon, even though Pervez Musharraf's mandate as president ends in 2007. A government spokesman in Pakistan now says Musharraf will stay on as president after 2007. This is Air America Radio News.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio, Puramind, advanced digital audio training, an Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dream. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Looking for great tires and a great deal? Stop in now through June 4th while all Goodyear Eagles are on sale. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 mail-in rebate. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. And be sure to check out the latest innovation for SUVs and light trucks, the new Forterra featuring Silent Armor technology. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR. Stop in and get your Goodyears today.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Jerry Springer.
I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, when you use religion to promote your politics, or use politics to promote your religion, no good can come of that. You mix politics and religion, you demean religion, you destroy politics. No good comes of that. And that's what is happening now. It is disgusting.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Yeah, we got the Galloway testimony. You're damn right we do. By the way, today is the 16th day since the Times of London reported the existence of the secret memos and minutes of the meetings that laid out the Bush plan for starting a war based on absolute lies. Hundreds of Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had legs and fingers and eyes and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 16 on the front page of every newspaper and the lead story of every television newscast? And demanding the resignation of both Bush and Cheney. Why? Don't even think about leaving this program for a second tonight, Truth Seeker. We have some audio. So much audio, you'll barely hear me tonight. I said barely. We finally found someone with spine in the United States Senate. Someone who, like Joseph Welch, when he confronted the pig Joe McCarthy in 1954 with his now famous, "Have you no sense of decency, sir?" Yeah, we found someone. There he was in the United States Senate. Too bad the spine belongs to a Brit with a brogue, a member of parliament in another country, for Christ's sake. But he could teach the Democrats a thing or two about speaking truth to power, right? I wonder if they'll get Sean Connery to play him in the film version. And we have some unbelievable audacity from this simpleton who is the White House spokesgeek, Scott McClellan, on the Newsweek issue. And we were going to cover Bush's obsession with corn energy tonight, but that'll have to wait until tomorrow. At long last, sir, have you no sense of decency? Most of you folks are too young to remember what that's all about, but look it up on the internet. Do a Google on Joe McCarthy or Joseph Welch. Yeah, we've had right-wingers. You know, I've said before on this program, fascism in this country is always about 1 millimeter below the surface, just waiting to come out. When you have somebody like Bush in charge of the government, you have somebody like Dobson and Falwell and Robertson in charge of Protestantism in this country, you have a recipe for utter, absolute disaster. And it's happening. But today, there he was, George Galloway, someone who was run out of the Labour Party in Great Britain because of his honesty. He now is a member of parliament on the Respect Party. The Labourites got rid of him. Blair couldn't stand him because he spoke too much truth. So there he was. He came over to the U.S. to take on his accusers. This man, this is like the attack on Clinton, right? Same thing. These right-wing sons of bitches. Boy, I'll tell you. And Carl Levin, I don't know what's up with you, Senator. Are you, you know, what was this harassment of this guy today? Galloway told these 10 horn-ass senators who accused him of profiting from Iraq oil dealings that their claims were, quote, the mother of all smoke screens. He came to Washington to clear his name before the Senate Subcommittee on Investigations. He says the evidence against him is false. He says forged documents have been used to make claims about him before, and that's provable. That was provable in Great Britain. He won a lawsuit against newspapers in Great Britain for publishing documents that were forged. If there's anything we know about in this country, it's forged documents. Right, booby? Galloway went on the offensive from the very beginning of his testimony. He said the committee had traduced, and look it up, traduced his name around the world without asking him a single question. Who is this Norm Coleman halfwit? Isn't he a mayor someplace? What the hell is he doing in the Senate? Is this the pissant that took over Wellstone's seat? You're kidding me. Minnesotans, hang your heads in shame. Norm Coleman, Mayor Coleman. He told Coleman, he said, I know that standards have slipped over the last few years in Washington, but for a lawyer, you are remarkably cavalier with any idea of justice. Well, Mr. Member of Parliament, you're in the United States now. This is horror land. We don't have a media here anymore. We don't have an opposition party in here anymore. We have religious fanatics worse than Osama bin Laden could possibly be. Running around the country trying to destroy everything, Mr. Galloway. Welcome to America, land of the land of the liars and home of the knaves. Norm Coleman, for God's sake. This guy ought to be running an ambulance chasing firm somewhere in St. Paul. Get out of town, Coleman. You're way over your head. Galloway said he had met Saddam Hussein on two occasions, the same number of times that Donald Rumsfeld had met him. Galloway said the difference is Donald Rumsfeld met him to sell him guns and maps. I met him to try to bring about an end to sanctions, suffering, and war. He denied being an apologist for Saddam. That's how he's been labeled. He pointed out that the biggest sanctions busters were American companies with a connivance of the U.S. government, and that's true. 51% of the violations of the Oil for Food program were engineered by American firms. That means American firms were responsible for more than all the other little rat bastards put together. Do you understand that? And most of it was done with the connivance of the United States government. But you know what? America doesn't give a damn about this story. You do, Truth Seeker, because you're listening. But America doesn't care. The memos that laid out Bush's criminal activity, and now this. You know what America's doing tonight? Some of them, anyway, watching the interview with Donald Trump on CNN with Larry King and Donald Trump's new whore. That's what America does. Okay, she's probably very nice, but I'm using the reference as Donald Trump would use it. He doesn't give a damn about women. What are you kidding me? Come on, to him they're all whores or accessories. But what's the difference? Galloway said he had been a long-term opponent of Saddam Hussein's, and he had a much better record of opposition to this regime than members of the American or British governments. Boy, is that the truth. Galloway, who was a leading anti-war campaigner, was expelled from the Labour Party in Britain for his comments on Iraq. Jesus. And there he sat today, huh? There he sat today, just kicking the asses of the entire United States Senate, the entire United States government. It was so refreshing. How sick is it when you've been pushed to the point where it's fun refreshing, like a brisk, bracing shower, to see another English-speaking person sit in your Senate and bust the living hell out of your government. Oh, my God, that's how bad it's become. Can you imagine one single Democrat having the nerve, the courage, and the decency to do what Galloway did?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Guess who's ranked number one these days? Lincoln Mercury Dealers, that's who. According to J.D. Power & Associates, Lincoln is the number one nameplate in customer satisfaction with dealer service. And when you bring your vehicle to your Tri-State Lincoln Mercury Dealers for service, you'll see why we've impressed so many people. Stop in for award-recognized service and great value, especially right now. Get the works. For just $34.95 or less, you'll get a Motorcraft oil and filter change up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, expert vehicle inspection, fluid top-off, and more. Just $34.95. Expert service at low prices. Now that's real value. Come in and compare us to anyone, anywhere. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. That's the genuine challenge. Visit your participating Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 52905. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
About 22 past the hour. Now, before we get to Galloway, the Senate, some Senate Democrats have released a report that is very interesting. There's a company called Bay Oil, B-A-Y-O-I-L. It's based in Houston. This is one of the major companies that, according to this report, and it's now being reported in today's Houston Chronicle, this is one of the major companies, Bay Oil, that was involved in the illegal kickback scheme in the Oil for Food program. And they had to work with the assistance of Bush and Cheney. There's no way these deals go through without the assistance of Bush and Cheney, two failed oilmen themselves. Bay Oil has a long history with Saddam. It played a key role, according to the Houston Chronicle, in helping Saddam Hussein's government purchase cluster bombs during Iraq's bloody war with Iran back in the 80s. Now, that's in the report that the Democrats have put out, and it's reported now by the Houston Chronicle. Houston Chronicle says these oil for arms deals. Does that sound familiar? Huh? The oil for arms deal, Senate investigators say, helped cement a relationship that would later, that means now, enable this little-known oil trading company to emerge as the largest supplier of Iraqi crude to the U.S. market under the United Nations Oil for Food program. So far, so good, right? Huh? Except for one thing. Last month, a federal grand jury indicted David Chalmers, who owned Bay Oil, and charged him with scheming with Baghdad to both pay kickbacks and fix oil prices in an effort to hide tens of millions of dollars in surcharges. Bay Oil paid at least $37 million in surcharges. Those are kickbacks to Saddam. And the cost of these kickbacks were passed along to Bay Oil's customers, according to Democratic investigators and the Houston Chronicle. Oh, these dirty, rotten, filth! So they try to blame the Brits and the Russians and the French. Oh, and the Germans. Oh, it's them! They did it! And the United States, our wonderful little free enterprise system, our system of kickbacks and schemes and fraud and lies and cheating, and invade Iraq and blow it up and kill 100,000 people and get the money, get the money, get the money. And then this pissant David Chalmers and Bay Oil. And that's just one American company. According to all the information that we're ever going to be able to scrape together, the U.S. accounted for over 50% of these deals. Remember when they were trying to pin this on Kofi Annan and his son? Huh? How long ago was that? A long time ago. Several weeks. An eternity. So here we have it. Houston, these little cheesy oil trading. What do oil traders do? Nothing. Do they explore for oil? No. Do they find it? No. Do they refine it? No. What do? They trade in it. They make deals. So this thug, this David Chalmers and his company, Bay Oil, not only Not only did they provide the financial resources back in the 80s so that Iraq could shred Iranians on their so-called battlefield, their war of attrition that went on for what? 8 years? Was it 8 years? 6 years? Millions died. The Iranians were sending boys into minefields to blow up the mines so the soldiers wouldn't be killed. Who provided the cluster bombs? Bay Oil! So when you see those pictures of Rumsfeld and Saddam shaking hands, oh my God, that's the devil. And one of the devil's chief lieutenants, they are shaking hands. They are signing a pact in blood and gore and dead people. And some of you folks still wonder why I don't, you know, pull it back a little bit and stop referring to these people as killers. This group is beyond murderous. What's beyond murderous? I have no idea. Demonic? George Galloway, when we come back. This is Air America.
Get us back. I'm not even gonna bother to argue over that. 'Cause it's clearly just a bunch of BS to distract us from the fact. It's about oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
It's about greed.
It's about rich white men getting richer. It's about fear.
It's about fear.
And control.
And control.
Of those barrels of black gold.
Texas tea.
Yeah, step up, folks, to another war where we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines. I want to see it in...
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor, Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the City of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets, it's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7030 or go online to instanttaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032 or online at instanttaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We missed Riley, who was out at jury duty. I blame Newsweek. But he's back, along with our correspondent, Mort Milfington, who also blames Newsweek. And we'll talk with author Gerald Posner, who says the Saudis rigged their oil fields to self-destruct. Totally Newsweek's fault. See Scott McClellan? We can play the blame game, too. Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. All right. There it was today. I was kicking around the house today. Went off and bought some blue jeans. I come back, and Kathy has this thing on. I walk in the house. I had no idea. I had heard, you know, Galloway, Galloway, Galloway. And I knew I should have known his name. But I walk in, and I can hear the television in the kitchen. And what I hear just knocks me away. I thought, well, what is this? And I ran in there, and then it was transfixed. It wasn't C-SPAN. What was it? I don't know what the hell it was, Kathy. So there it is, and I'm listening to this guy George Galloway, and I'm too young to remember the Joseph Welch thing, although I certainly was alive then. I just wasn't paying attention to. I don't think we had television then, 54. We didn't. But there it was, that Joseph Welch moment. At long last, sir, have you no decency? That was the question put to the stud from Wisconsin, Senator Joe McCarthy. Wisconsin's an interesting... Oh, I'm not going to get into it. All right, so here we go. George Galloway, who is a member of Parliament from the Respect Party. He delivered this statement to U.S. senators today who had accused him of corruption. Can you believe that? He also had a little back and forth with this mayor of Minneapolis, Norm Coleman. What the hell is a mayor doing in the United States Senate? And remember, this is a guy kicked out of the British Labor Party, out of Tony Blair's party, for his fervent opposition to the Iraq War. And for personal attacks on Tony Blair, on the accusation that he had many secret meetings with Saddam.
As a matter of fact, I've met Saddam Hussein exactly the same number of times as Donald Rumsfeld met him. The difference is, Donald Rumsfeld met him to sell him guns and to give him maps the better to target those guns. I met him to try and bring about an end to sanctions, suffering, and war.
Well, you must be a communist, then, to bring about an end to sanctions, suffering, and war. That sounds like something honest John the Commie would have done, Mr. Galloway. You got to be more like Rummy. Make a buck on the dead bodies and the corpses and the babies turned into red mist, huh?
I was an opponent of Saddam Hussein when British and American governments and businessmen were selling him guns and gas.
Gas!
I used to demonstrate outside the Iraqi embassy when British and American officials were going in and out doing commerce. I have a rather better record of opposition to Saddam Hussein than you do and than any member of the British or American governments.
Now, when he says, and I apologize for the sound quality, I know it has that kind of that Lenny Riefenstahl sound to it, but it does get a little bit better as we go along here. Okay. When he says, I was an opponent of Saddam Hussein when British and American governments and businessmen were selling him guns and gas, he's not talking about gasoline. How many times have we heard, he gassed his own people? And how did we know that? As has been said before, we had the receipts. Oh, United States, the land of the free, the home of the brave, the place where Christ would love to come and walk because we are so sanctified and holy. George Galloway.
I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time.
If that doesn't take your heart and break it, then you must be a fundamentalist Christian. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killings of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis. What constitutes attempted genocide? Will somebody tell me? George Galloway.
I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning.
I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that your case for war was a pack of lies. And these senators sat there today. Huh? Can you imagine the gas pains? Can you imagine the tightening sphincter muscles? Finally, someone to sit in front of these miserable bastards, Democrat and Republican alike, and say, look, you are killers and liars and thieves. Would that it would have been an American. Mr. Galloway.
Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies, 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever. On a pack of lies.
And the senators sit there. They sit there. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. You Democrats, shame on you. Republicans are known for their killer instinct, their filthy, nasty, anti-life instinct. But you Democrats, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong, and 100,000 people paid with their lives. 1,600 of them American soldiers sent to their deaths on a pack of lies. Makes you want to go to Scotland, doesn't it? What was the last word in Braveheart? Freedom! Mr. Galloway.
Senator, this is the mother of all smokescreens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer.
At long last, sir, have you no decency? At long last, sirs, have you no decency? You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of Iraq's wealth? Have a look at Halliburton, he says, and other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. It's incredible. It's incredible. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal, Mr. Galloway says. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months when $8.8 billion. Ah, Mr. Galloway, that's only the tip of the iceberg. These filthy, murderous Republican Bush crime family members have stole 10 times that amount. So here sits a member of parliament from Great Britain from something called the Respect Party. Huh? Because he was run out of labor. Why was he run out of labor? Because he spoke the truth! And here he sits in front of this pack of hyenas, Democrat and Republican alike, and I don't care who sat on that committee today, that subcommittee today. I don't give a damn. Every single one of them are complicit in this. Every single one, because not one of them will speak out the way a British member of parliament spoke out today.
Waited so long. Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer to why him, why here, why now? 'Cause it's all about the price of oil. It's all
the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Listen, hear that? The loons are early this year. And look, Ben Ely has a new powerboat. He sure does look happy. And what's this I hear? A new robin's nest in the old willow tree. You know, it's really noisy out here. Think I'll go inside. Think I'll go to geico.com. Just a few peaceful clicks and I'm there. Look, there's my free car insurance rate quote. Can I really be saving that much money? It makes me want to run out on the porch and yell at the top of my lungs, "Take that, Lake Serenity!" But no, I'll just sit here where it's quiet, close my eyes and dream. Dream of Ben Ely and his new powerboat hitting an iceberg. I don't know what your dream is, but I do know where you can find it. Where 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Geico.com. It's quick. It's easy. It could change your life.
Singing a song side by side.
You learn a lot when you look at things side by side. So try this. Put New Promise Buttery Spread side by side with the spread you're currently using. You'll love these facts about New Promise. Promise, with heart health essentials like omega-3 and B vitamins, helps maintain a healthy heart when eaten instead of butter or margarine as part of a healthy diet. Plus, there's only 1.5 grams saturated fat per serving, which is 40% less than regular Smart Balance spread. And New Promise has the creamy, buttery taste people love. In fact, it's our healthiest and tastiest buttery spread yet. So if you want to feed your healthy side and your tasty side, get New Promise Buttery Spread. Promise, taking your health to heart. For exciting offers and heart-healthy recipes, go to PromiseHealthyHeart.com.
Jason was scared around girls and couldn't ask them out. Amanda told me that when she had to get up and give a speech, she wanted to barf. Bill explained that he's intimidated by his boss and embarrassed. Linda has to do presentations for her job, and she draws a blank every time. Sound familiar? Confidence is elusive, and it's the one most important thing you can have to attract love, get more sex, get a promotion, be a great public speaker, and even become a creative genius. I'm Wendy Friesen, and I will hypnotize you to be more confident. By amplifying your strengths while in hypnosis, you can be charismatic, excited, and sexy when you need it most. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY. Get your ultimate confidence hypnosis CD package, and you will have trouble wiping that sexy smile off of your face. Run up to the stage, tell your boss what you really think, in a charismatic way, of course. 877-68-HAPPY, or on the web at wendy.com. That's WENDI.com. 877-68-HAPPY.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
No, I didn't know this. Thank God Sheila emailed into me. Mike, did you know that only two members of the subcommittee showed up today, Norm Coleman and Carl Levin? The cameras didn't show any others, and no others asked questions, but I wasn't sure until Mr. Galloway himself said it on an interview on CNN after the so-called hearing. Of course, neither the reporter nor Judy Woodruff followed up on that little bit of information. Thanks, Sheila. No, I did not know. Only two of them there, huh? And on Norm Coleman, yeah, he was the mayor of St. Paul. Email here from Beth. Norm Coleman is a disgusting opportunist. He came to Minnesota from Brooklyn, saw which way the wind was blowing, ran as a Democrat, became mayor of St. Paul, then sensing another opportunity, became a Republican, and was Karl Rove's handpicked contender for the Senate seat of Paul Wellstone. I was working on Wellstone's campaign when Coleman ran against him. He won by default after Wellstone died. Yeah. Died or was murdered, I guess, depending on your point of view, right? All right, Mr. Galloway, speak to us, the American people, because we don't have an opposition party. We don't have a media. We don't have a national spokesman or spokeswoman who will stand up to this filthy Bush crime family and tell it like it is. Mr. Galloway, in your Scottish brogue, speak to us!
Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today, revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee, that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government. Mr. Galloway, you're in America now. You're in the United States of America, I should say. The truth in this country is as foreign as any illegal immigrant who slides across the border someplace to come over here and do our dirty work. We don't know the truth in America. We don't want to hear the truth in America. We just want to throw our hands back and praise Jesus. We just want to throw our hands back and praise Jesus. Well, not the real Jesus. The real Jesus would walk out of any of these churches shaking his head saying, "Oh, my," no pun intended, "God." Mr. Galloway, this is the United States of America in the year of our Lord, 2005. For two consecutive presidential elections, we have watched democracy die as the presidency was stolen. We have become a nation that sanctions and loves and lusts after torture and death and destruction. We have the highest government officials who participated in torture and death and destruction. Mr. Galloway, this is the United States of America. You think only $8.8 billion is missing, Mr. Galloway? Mr. Galloway, it's not your naivete, because you are a thousand times smarter than I am politically, and a million times than any member of this corrupt, filthy debating society that used to be the United States Senate. The number, Mr. Galloway, is way, way, way beyond that. Do you know how much we have spent officially so far, Mr. Galloway, on our murderous attack on Iraq? $300 billion. But this is the United States of America, Mr. Galloway. Have a nice trip back. Have a great time in the British Parliament. We over here, we're going to throw our hands back. We're going to get rid of evolution. We're going to get rid of science and biology. We're going to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help me. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes. Woo. I love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. Woo. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The Bush administration allies who have taken over the Corporation for Public Broadcasting thought they could turn public television into another of their media echo chambers. But they didn't count on Bill Moyers. The man who secured 30 Emmys for PBS stormed out of retirement Sunday to condemn manipulations of the network's content engineered by Ken Tomlinson, the Republican stalwart who chairs the board that oversees PBS. I simply never imagined that any CPB chairman, Democrat or Republican, would cross the line from resisting White House pressure to carrying it out for the White House. But that's what Ken Tomlinson has done, Moyers told 2,000 activists at the National Conference for Media Reform. Moyers detailed Tomlinson's partisan meddling, which included the spending of $10,000 to monitor Moyers' Now program for political bias. Hell, Ken, you could have called me collect, and I would have told you what was on the broadcast that night, Moyers joked. For more on Moyers and media reform, go to thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book. And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfair Village, Ohio.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I bought Rich Chocolate Ovaltine for my 3-year-old because of the nutrition. She loved the taste of chocolate milk, and I wanted her to have the vitamins and minerals that are added to Ovaltine. Now, I probably drink Ovaltine just about as much as she does. I'd say the taste is similar to Nesquik, but Ovaltine provides vitamins and minerals that you just don't get from Nesquik.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Republican revolt. The Senate easily approved today a $295 billion highway bill that could face a presidential veto. The vote 89-11 on the bill, which pays for highway and bridge projects, public transit, and promotes highway safety. That's $11 billion more than the $284 billion version passed by the House. The White House says That 284 is the most it's willing to accept without a veto. However, Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee, says he disagrees with the White House, so apparently do a lot of other Republicans. They're saying the money in the bill is necessary because national defense and infrastructure are two areas where the country needs to spend more money. The two versions of the bill now have to be reconciled. The House bill includes $12 billion worth of specific projects that lawmakers asked for their districts. So that could be in jeopardy as the congressional negotiators try to work out a compromise. U.S. authorities today detained a Cuban exile accused by Castro's government of masterminding a 1976 airliner bombing that killed 73 people. He'd been seeking asylum in the U.S. Luis Posada Carriles, a former CIA operative and Venezuelan security official, was taken into custody by the Department of Homeland Security. Castro was demanding Posada's arrest, and the demand was echoed by thousands marching in Havana earlier in the day. Posada is wanted by Venezuela for escaping from prison in 1985. Venezuela recently approved an extradition request for him. It turns out the FBI is not interested in the person who caused a flight from Italy to land in Maine today instead of Boston. The flight was diverted because a passenger's name matched one on the government's no-fly list. But the FBI now says the man is not a suspected terrorist. Last week, an Air France flight bound for Boston was also diverted to Bangor, Maine because of similar circumstances. The Bush administration is warning China to play by world trade rules or else. A new Treasury Department report is accusing China of using its currency to get an unfair advantage, and it says China could face formal charges if it doesn't change course. George Bush saying China needs to abide by the commitments it's made to enter the World Trade Organization. He says that means stopping the theft of U.S. intellectual property and lifting barriers to U.S. goods and services. On Capitol Hill, they heard from the major credit card companies and their critics. At a Senate Banking Committee hearing, consumer advocates complained that card issuers are piling up big profits through unfair fees and interest rate increases. They say people who use plastic often feel blindsided by the penalties because the details about what triggers them are buried within complicated, undecipherable disclosures. This is Air America Radio.
Planet Check.
America's precious farmland is losing out to urban growth.
It's an area the size of Delaware that goes out of farm production and into highways and condos and shopping malls.
That's Mel Coleman, Jr., chairman of Coleman Natural Foods.
It would be the same as having a 10,000-lane highway from Los Angeles to Chicago that will go out of production in the next 20 years unless we do something about it. That's 25 million acres.
86% of our fruits and vegetables comes from land that lies directly in the path of urban growth.
So we formed a unique partnership with American Forest and the American Farmland Trust. We're calling it the Coleman Eco Project 2015. And over the next 10 years, the goal is to plant 20 million trees.
Join them at ColemanNatural.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Get driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Get driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero.
value, variety, room.
You know, television may have its talking heads, but on the radio, we have something better, talking mouths. Dean Baker from the Center for Economic and Policy Research will use his mouth to explain United's pension ripoff and the United States Social Security ripoff. And Jonathan Alter will talk through his mouth about the magazine he works for, Newsweek, which plans to feature its own cover on its cover next week. All next time on Franken.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. All right, the phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's do a few phone calls. I'm going to replay a couple of these sound bites because they bear repeating from Mr. George Galloway today. But let's get some calls in here for a moment. Calvin is calling from Philadelphia. Calvin, welcome to the program. Now, Edie, we'll come back to you. I want to do Calvin in Philadelphia. There we go. Hey, Calvin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I like being on your show.
Hey, speak up just a little bit, pal.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you great.
The guy Galloway was, it was just refreshing to hear, to even witness someone who had some bees, you know what I mean?
Sure, some courage.
Some courage. You know, I'm...
What the hell has happened to this country, Calvin?
Well, here's what's happened. If you get, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I was a Democrat before I could vote. I was out campaigning in Philadelphia, if Philadelphians are listening, by a lady by the name of Rose Toll. And I was 14 and 15, and I was doing this. And we campaigned because we believed in what we believed in.
Mm-hmm.
We fought for what we fought for, whether it was in the streets or whether the police were harassing us, taking our flyers.
Mm-hmm.
These things were going on. But what's happening, what you have here right now, Mike, is you have politicians who have a D in front of them, but they really have an R in front of them. They really have an N in front of them. The N stands for Nazism. And what they're doing is they say that they're Democrats and they say that they're Republicans, but what they really are, they're cold-hearted businessmen. They don't care nothing about the American people at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have. You have a bunch of what you call, what I'm calling, a bunch of spineless wimps in the Democratic Party. Here a man come from 3,000 miles away and crushed. They crushed the Republican Party in one day. All you got to do, hey, Democrats, listen, because I'm not a Democrat anymore. I'm not none anymore. I'm sick of you. I'm tired of you because you're a bunch of wimps. You have no B-A-L-Ls. You don't have it, and it's time to get it. They're on TV right now as of today. C-SPAN is doing what they're doing today, talking about this filibuster thing. You know when I say that? If I was one of those politicians, I said, you know what? Take the majority. You go ahead and take it, because you know what? When my turn comes, I'm taking everything away from you, and I'm going to prosecute every last one of you crooks. Go ahead and take it and do what you're going to do with it. Because you know what happens? When you do that, the energy reverses itself on you.
And Calvin, you're almost as pissed off as I am.
You know what? Mike, let me share something with you, Mike.
Okay, just be careful of your language.
Oh, no. I will never curse on your show, anything like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't even spell them out.
Okay, I won't do that either.
All right.
Okay. You know, I hadn't voted since 1980 when Reagan tricked the American people with that Iran-Contra crap.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I saw
84,
that,
yeah.
Right, 80. When I saw it, I said, you know what, this is over. But when they stole the election in 2000, I said, you know what, I'm not going to let them do it again. of this time. So I registered to vote, and I registered for independent because I got disgusted with the Democratic Party.
Sure.
Okay. And
But you can't register to stop the bastards from stealing, and that's what they did.
Exactly.
That's what they did. See,
exactly.
I went and voted too. We took people with us, but you can't register the cheaters out. Wish that you could, but you can't. You can't do it. You can't register out the touchscreen voting scam.
And see, you know, the whole thing is here. You have now. Don't get me wrong. Now you got some so-called what they call themselves Democrats that really want to be Democrats, if that's what they want to call themselves, liberals, whatever they want to call themselves. Stand up. When you got an opportunity, okay, you have a press conference today about the filibuster. Have a press conference about that memo. Have a press conference about that $9 billion. Have
right.
a press conference, okay, have a press conference about that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right, Calvin. That's what I'm talking about, too. And you know,
a bunch of cowards.
You know and I know it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Here we sit. This is the United States of, by God, America. Jesus is coming, so don't worry about it, all right?
Yeah, right. He's coming, all right. Okay.
Calvin, thanks, man. Thanks for checking in.
I love you.
All right, sir. Take care. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you, Calvin. Yeah. Dick is calling from Dayton, Ohio. Dick, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I agree with you, Mike. I see a lot of these doggone political leaders here in Ohio that are running this state. I agree. Where are we coming from? What has happened to democracy? I say this, and I'll say it well. Close the borders to these illegal aliens. Don't let them have a driver's license. And I say, are we going to be prepared for another attack of terrorism? I say it's terrible in America, in Ohio. What's happening, Mike?
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dick. I appreciate your call. There probably will be another attack on this country. Excuse me. And we, once again, will be told this is a terrorist attack. And once again, it will not be. It'll be another attack in which the Bush crime family is complicit, one way or the other. If 3,000 people die, if 10,000, if 50,000, I would not be surprised. In order to get what they want, in order to declare martial law, I'm waiting for the Bush crime family to have one of their operatives bring a dirty bomb into the United States and set it off in a major city. And then blame who? Zarqawi? Agents of Saddam Hussein? Mullah Muhammad Omar! That's how bad it's gotten. That's how, it, for me anyway, how low my thoughts have sunk. In watching what has happened in my country in the past, not just the past 5 years, going back to the attack on Clinton. Clinton, the best Republican president this nation ever had. And like most Republicans, you know, he's getting a little on the side, right? Not a lot. Not even really getting a little. Just enough, you know. Certainly less than Henry Hyde got, certainly less than Newt Gingrich got, certainly less than how many of these people you want me to name got. But when I saw the way the Republican attack machine and the evangelical Jesus is coming Christians went after him, that was it. 1998, 1999, that was it. It's over. It's over. And the way media jumped on it. I don't know how Clinton, I still, to this day, I don't know how he survived it. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it. Oh, well. Rick is calling from Los Angeles. Rick, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I wanted to talk to you about pretty much what your first hour was about with George Galloway and also, actually last week with the revelation from the Downing Street memo.
Yes.
That everything was... I've come to the conclusion that the American public just doesn't care. They really, really don't. As long as American Idol's going to be on, as long as they can drive through a fast food restaurant and it doesn't hurt their pocketbook too much, as long as they can get gas at, you know, a price that they don't think is, that they've come accustomed to thinking is not being stolen from them, or, you know, as long as any of those creature comforts are there, they don't care.
But there's got to be an end to the I don't care, because eventually, when this country does become a police state, eventually when media no longer exists to inform the public but simply to serve the leadership, and we're very close to that now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. Hold on a second, Rick. I'll come back to you because I'm not sure what I want to ask you, but I want to ask you something else. So stick around. Hold on. We'll come back right after this break. Right? Okay, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
We keep moving on, y'all. We keep moving on. We never gonna stop the snow. 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 My God. Well, politicians got lipstick on the collar. The whole media started to holler, but I don't give a hoot.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid, so if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection, and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets, it's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7030. Or go online to InstantTaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032, or online at InstantTaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
She is so driven, she's always mine. Clearly and free, she wants you to be a part of the future. A girl like me, there is a sky illuminating us. Someone is out there.
21 past the hour. Let's go back to Rick, who's called in from Los Angeles. Now, I don't disagree with your critique of the American public. What will wake us up, Rick?
I think the only thing that would is if there was an infringement on personal liberty that actually got past the media filter. You know, there are a lot of precedents in 1940s Europe where people were willing to go for a lot of infringements on their personal liberties as long as it was framed in the right way.
Right.
I think it's going to take something like that. But also, we have to realize that we've dumbed down this society so much. We don't have people that are, a lot of people that are inquisitive anymore. Easy way to tell. If everybody tomorrow would go up to 10 people that they know and say, did you read the newspaper in the last week?
Right.
Did you see a news program in the last week? You know, we've made it so that people are not inquisitive.
Well, you know what else has been eliminated? Remember the placards and the bumper stickers from the 60s and 70s that said, question authority?
Yeah.
Totally missing. No one in the vast American heartland, very few people left anymore, with the exception of the people who listen to this network and a few other programs, who are willing to question or even better, challenge authority. Authority now is sacrosanct. Authority is somehow linked to Jesus or to the everlasting fires of hell or something. But people do not question authority any longer, and that is the problem.
Mm-hmm. And I really think that the only way that it's going to happen is if people realize that right now we do not have any voice in the federal government. We do not have our voting rights have been taken away, ostensibly because you know it doesn't matter if Jeb Bush gets 5 votes in 2008, it will be enough. It'll be counted as enough to give him his mandate, you know?
Oh, God, I hope you're wrong on that one.
Well, but the thing is, what feeds this monster is the money.
Mm-hmm.
This is a capitalist, a corporate capitalist system, and we have to take a stand and say, we are withdrawing our consent from our money being used that way, and that includes knocking down some companies that are using their profits against us. Things, you know, companies like Diebold. You know, if we're not working to hit, you know, the third and fourth quarter stock options of Halliburton,
mm-hmm.
you you know, what are we working towards? Because nothing, there is no other part of the system where we have any controls left.
Yeah, I hear you. There's just an echo somewhere in the back of my mind, though, Rick, that keeps saying armed insurrection. And of course, I don't talk about that on the air because that could get me in a lot of trouble. But the voice in the back of my head, I look at all the institutions that were put in place by the framers of this country to kind of possibly maybe, if people were willing to work, ensure a liberty. And every single one of those so far that the Bush crime family has been able to demolish, it has demolished. Now, I don't know what's going to be left. We don't have an independent media anymore. It has been so corporatized as to render it absolutely meaningless except for fun and frivolity. We have a legislative branch of government that's turned into nothing but whores for Jesus. Think about that for a second. We have an executive branch that wants to be Hitlerian. We have a judicial branch that's about to go down the toilet because of what the Republicans will do in the Senate. I don't see what's going to stop. You don't talk people out of exercising their power once they have it. You know, who was it? Mao said power is enforced, or power comes from the barrel of a gun. And the Republicans know that. They know. What, they're going to willingly give up power after being condemned and pushed to the back of the bus where they belonged for 40 years, 50 years after Roosevelt? No. It's, you know, this so-called nuclear option is going to occur. Now, as far as the Democrats resisting by, what did Harry Reid say, we'll bring the Senate to a standstill. Oh, that'll be effective. Yeah, that'll work. Okay. How long do you think it'll work until enough Democrats are prevailed upon by their constituents to get the hell back to work on the business of America? Har, har, har. Rick, I got to leave you there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in, all right?
Thank you.
All right. You have a nice evening. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Shout the last word. Put your good shit out the pasture. Drop the IQ. That's what I do. My advice to girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rocket scientists, try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactive? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactive will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-508-0619 and you'll become a believer. Call 1-800-508-0619. 1-800-508-0619. Call now.
Preposterous.
If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we don't let anybody intimidate our clients, not even the government. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66 BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You don't have to be afraid to make that free call to 1-800-66 BINDER.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
I am the promise never broken.
26 before the hour, Tom in Ann Arbor emailed in, Mike, so do you think that George Galloway will be allowed to leave? Will he be forced to leave? Or will he get an all-expense-paid junket to Gitmo or Abu Ghraib or Bagram? Then again, I wouldn't be surprised to hear Galloway accused of being a pornographer or a sex tourist or some other despicable sin, unless, of course, it's committed by a God-fearing, good, conservative Christian man that also happens to be a Republican Party influence peddler. Then it is mere weakness on the flesh to be given, forgiven, and forgotten. But I wouldn't be surprised to hear any of this in the next 48 hours about Mr. Galloway. So how the hell will the Bush crime family and their neo-fascist allies in the UK smear George Galloway before the end of the week? Any guesses besides the ones I have already offered? Just curious. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I admire George Galloway? Isn't it incredible, Truth Seeker, that it takes a British member of Parliament to come over here who has been accused by these right-wing pissants in this country, these neo-fascist, corporatist, bought and paid for United States senators, who have as much business being a senator as Mickey Mouse does. These are nothing but corporate whores, and there they sit, where real senators have sat before, and continue their perversion of everything about this country that was or could have been decent. There they sit. So in comes a British member of Parliament to refute the charges leveled against him by these moral midgets. And the resulting speech, and because that's what it was, with two people sitting there, Coleman and Levin, that's all it was a speech refuting every single charge, calling them what they are, every single member of the United States Senate, Democrat, Republican, and Independent. You all are nothing but lying bastards, complicit in murder and mayhem and the destruction and murder of another country. That's all you are. So drop the self-righteous nonsense, okay? Drop the Christian facade of dancing around with the baby Jesus. Drop it. Drop it all. Seemed to me to be the subtext to Mr. Galloway's message, didn't it to you? Or am I just being overly cynical? Moi? Moi? Cynical? Non. Back to some phone calls here. The phone number again is 866-303-2270. Kelly is calling from Illinois. Kelly, welcome to the program. Hey, Kelly. All right, we'll have Kelly in a minute. Don't hang up, Kelly. We'll get you in a second. Are you there, Kelly? Hello, Kelly. All right, let us put Kelly back on hold, and we will try someone else. Let's try... Deandra, who's calling from Baton Rouge. Deandra, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Millar?
I'm doing fine, sir. Speak up just a tad, all right?
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, that's much better.
Oh, all right, then. Well, I'm another one of those members from the AR chat down there in the internet, ILC network.
Yes, sir.
I'm a big fan of yours. Listen to you every night.
Thank you, sir.
All right, then. I just want to talk a little bit about the both the Labor and the Democratic parties.
Go ahead.
All right. First, about the Labor Party. In both these statements, I kind of divert from your opinions just a little bit. Like, with the Labor Party over in Britain, what I saw in that election was that I saw the people. They looked at Blair, and they said, Now, we don't like what he did in Iraq, but we kind of like what he did here.
Right.
So you see this 160-seat majority?
Uh-huh.
What we're going to do is we're going to cut that down to 68, so all those renegade laborers, you're going to have to deal with them, Mr. Blair, if you try anything else.
Right. That seems to be what the British voting public did when it elected various members of various political parties to Parliament. You're absolutely right.
All right, now about the Democrats back here. All right, now I am personally, I'm only 19, 20 years old, you know, just won my first time last year. So I looked at the Democratic Party and I said, now they don't write, the people up there in Congress don't quite seem to have the same ideas as I do, but I'm going to see what I can do for them anyway.
Right.
And now what I've really come to believe is that I see Congress, like, you know that old parable in the Bible about Jesus and the money changers in the temple?
Right, right.
So now I see the Democrats, Republicans, pretty much all those people up there, is they're the money changers up in the temple. And I'm saying, now the Republicans are especially bad at this. Like Democrats, you know, they got their problems, really big ones. But the Republicans are just so much worse. I really can't even put into words how I feel about them. So I'm saying, I think we, as Democrats, Greens, Socialists, whatever, we really need to work on doing what Jesus did and throwing the money changers up out the temple.
Right.
What I'm saying is, I know you have your own disillusionment, and you, for all intents and purposes, have quit the Democratic Party. And I respect you for that. Like I said, I don't feel strongly enough to outright quit the party, but I'm becoming, I guess you can call it, independent Democrat. To say.
Okay, all right. Well, I get you. I hear what you're saying, DeAndre. Let me move on. I got a lot of people stacked up here who are trying to get permission to land, okay?
All right, then.
Thanks, DeAndre. All right, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. From Dallas, Muhammad is calling. Muhammad, welcome to the program.
Mr. Malloy, how you doing, sir?
Doing fine, Muhammad. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to find out about Condoleezza Rice, man. When is she going to get some common sense and stop supporting these people?
When is Condoleezza Rice was hired for the same reason that most of the Bush's cabinet and his top advisors were hired. Do you remember somebody named Spencer Abraham?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he was Secretary of Energy. Can you tell me one thing that Mr. Spencer Abraham did in 4 years? No, you can't.
Nope.
Okay, because he was a fool. He was just somebody's boy who was brought in. Okay, we filled that slot. Condoleezza Rice is, you know, every time I see her on television, she reminds me of either one of my Sunday school teachers when I was a kid growing up, or my fourth grade teacher when I was in elementary school. And I don't know whether I want to hit her with a spitball or bring her an apple or go up and say, Miss Rice, can I be excused? I have to go to the bathroom. You understand what I'm saying? I do not take this woman seriously.
Well, I meant Mr. Malloy. As far as about the Democratic Party is concerned, I've given up on them. As a matter of fact, Mr. Malloy, I ain't gonna spend my time voting no more because it just don't pay. It don't pay to vote. No.
That's right. Here's what you now. No, don't give up, Muhammad. Here's what you need to do. Check out the Green Party. Check out the Green Party. Just get on your phone in Dallas. Look in the phone book. Check out the Green Party. Go down to their office or get them to mail you some stuff and just check them out. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to become a member of the Green Party. Just check them out. See what they've got to say. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Muhammad, I got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. And I would advise everybody to do that. I'm not pushing the Green Party. I'm not pushing the Green Party, not at all. I'm just saying check it out. Just check it out. Just read what they've got to say. Read what their party positions. They've got some freaks in the Green Party. So what? The party platform is the platform that the Democrats should have. Now, I spent a number of years railing against the Green Party because I said, you don't start out by wanting to, you know, put a man forward for president, right? Okay, fair enough. I had my little bitch fest. I got to scream and yell. I'm through with the Democrats. I'm finished with them. If you want to retain your membership in the Democratic Party, go ahead. Just tell me what you think it is that you're supporting. You're supporting the other half of corporate America. That's all you're doing. If you're okay with that, okay, fine. No problem. A lot of people say that the 8 years Bill Clinton, at least six of the 8 years Bill Clinton was president, was just a wonderful, wonderful ride for everybody in this country, which is a damn lie, because the prison population increased by 500,000, mostly people thrown into prison on drug charges. Crimes that are punishable by the death penalty on a federal level were increased by 50%. conservative judges who are going to destroy this country were appointed one after the other during Clinton's. So, you know, whatever. But a lot of people made a lot of money. Of course, it was money that was fake money, right? Didn't really exist. But if you want to be a Democrat, be a Democrat. It's none of my business. Me, I've given up. I say to hell with it. To hell with it. I spent too many years, too much blood, sweat, and tears supporting a party that left me. Wah! Wah!
Talking to your girl, what's it gonna hurt? Come on, give me a whirl. Shake your body and let me see you go one time for me. Oh, Condé, I love you, so skank for me, Condé. Show me what you got. They say you're too uptight, I say you're not. Dance around me, standing like a top. Oh, Condé, 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 don't ever stop. Condé, 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 Condé.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Now, I don't know anybody that likes ants. That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. AntBlock keeps ants out of your house, and it wipes them out where they live, outside. Just sprinkle Amdro AntBlock around the foundation of your home. You see, AntBlock's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, even the queen. New Amdro AntBlock. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
Every year, 230,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Worse yet, in the time it takes to play nine innings, prostate cancer kills nine men. This is Reggie Jackson, asking you to make a pledge in the fight against this deadly disease. This Father's Day week, team up with me, Major League Baseball, and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 800-798-CURE and be part of the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, 800-798-CURE. Make a pledge. Make a difference.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Guess who's ranked number one these days? Lincoln Mercury Dealers, that's who. According to J.D. Power & Associates, Lincoln is the number one nameplate in customer satisfaction with dealer service. And when you bring your vehicle to your Tri-State Lincoln Mercury Dealers for service, you'll see why we've impressed so many people. Stop in for award-recognized service and great value, especially right now. Get the works. For just $34.95 or less, you'll get a Motorcraft oil and filter change up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, expert vehicle inspection, fluid top-off, and more. Just $34.95. Expert service at low prices. Now that's real value. Come in and compare us to anyone, anywhere. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. That's the genuine challenge. Visit your participating Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 52905. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Do you deserve to be wealthy? Do you have a fear of success? Are you fighting self-sabotage? I'm Wendy Friesen, and I can help you. You can transform your issues with money. My financial abundance training uses hypnosis techniques on CD to stop the self-sabotage, release your inner fears, change your subconscious programming about money, and become worthy of success. The market makers on the stock exchange hired me to help them blast through their fears and limitations. The Financial Times did a story on my London Abundance Seminar, and now you can uncover your hidden resistance to making more money. To create create wealth, you must feel worthy. You must possess a core belief that you deserve to succeed. Ordering the CD program could be the most important move you make. Go to Wendy.com. It's W-E-N-D-I.com. Or call me at 877-68-HAPPY. That's 877-68-HAPPY. And find out how good it feels to end the struggle, stop the sabotage, and become a magnet to success and opportunity. 877-68-HAPPY.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. I want you to hear one more time two of the sound bites from Galloway's testimony today. All right, we're about to lose our listeners in New York City on WLIB as they switch over to other programming. So I want you to hear this one more time. This is where he talks about diverting attention. Why does it take somebody from outside this country to point out the obvious?
Senator, this is the mother of all smoke screens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer.
Just right out there. Just right out there. Have a look at Halliburton and other American corporations that stole, theft, fraud, lied, cheated, stole. Ah, but we believe in Jesus. Stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Oh, but I'm willing to give it up because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And George Bush is a godly man. You know, and I don't care how much is stolen, the queers can't get married. Ooh. How about the $800 million you gave to the American military commanders to hand out? Remember this? See, nobody talks about this anymore, truth seekers. Boxes of money. $800 million handed out in stacks.
Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today, revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee, that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
Woo, George! Oh, my goodness! You're kidding! Did that really happen? When? When we were watching American Idol? What? What? I don't know. What? What? What's going on, huh? Somebody tell me. Brrr. Hello. Brrr. Ding dong. The United States administration, this is in today's Guardian, the United States administration turned a blind eye to extensive sanctions busting in the pre-war sale of Iraqi oil, according to a new Senate investigation. A report released last night by Democratic staff on the Senate Investigations Committee presents documentary evidence. Documentary evidence. Oh, well, it's probably forged! But the Bush administration was made aware of illegal oil sales and kickbacks paid to the Saddam Hussein regime, but did nothing to stop them. The scale of the shipments involved dwarfs those previously alleged by the Senate committee against UN staff and European politicians like the British MP George Galloway and the former French minister Charles Pasqua. In fact, the Senate report found that U.S. oil purchases amounted for 52% of the kickbacks paid to the regime in return for sales of cheap oil, more than the rest of the world put together. You know what these bastards have done, don't you? They have destroyed the credibility of the United States. This Bush crime family. We are nothing. The world sees us as liars and connivers and cheats and, above all, killers. We have the most powerful military machine in the history of the human species. We will come into your country and build bases, whether it's Afghanistan or Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan or Iraq or Iran or Saudi Arabia. It doesn't matter. We're coming. Afghanistan. Afghanistan, where we used to package people up. 200 and 300 to a packing container and set them out in the sun and let them cook. This is our United States now. Huh? And, Bublé, you thought what happened in Central America with Negroponte and the rest of these monsters was bad? Oh, at least we didn't cook them in Central America. We just murdered them after raping the nuns. Now we just scoop people up off the battlefield, and put them in shipping containers. You know, when you're sitting at a railroad crossing, and the freight train goes by, and you see those things on the back of the flat cars that look like they are the back part of a semi tractor trailer, like the trailer part. Those are shipping containers. Then they come in all sizes, and they're metal. And if you cram enough people in there and set them out where the temperature is 110 degrees, guess what's going to happen? Oh, the stench when the doors open is overpowering. Guts explode. Eyeballs pop. That's what we do now. Hamid Karzai, the Unocal oil consultant who runs Afghanistan? Freedom is on the march! Freedom is on the march! Oh, Mike, come on, don't be a sore loser. Freedom is on the march. Ask any evangelical Christian. Ask any dominionist. Go ahead, ask him. Ask Dobson. Ask Bush. Ask Cheney. Ask Wolfowitz. S. Rumsfeld, freedom, 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 and Jesus are on the march. Yes, yes, the rapture is at hand. Oh, God, this is Air America. Oh, God, I love you, Jesus.
America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. These days, companies have figured out how to make big profits off the poorest Americans. If you desperately need cash before payday, they'll loan it to you for a huge fee. Or if you have bad credit, they'll offer you furniture with interest rates jacked up to 400%. This month, Mother Jones Magazine investigates one company accused of preying on the poor, Rent-A-Center. They're a furniture outlet located in mostly poor neighborhoods. They allegedly market themselves to people with bad credit and then hike up prices and interest. Mother Jones talks to one woman who thought she was buying a $600 furniture set and ended up paying almost $2,000. One study by the City of New York found that Rent-A-Center's cash prices were as much as 225% above normal retail price. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Showtime presents a powerful new original picture based on a true story. Allegations of abuse.
100,000 children molested by priests.
A conspiracy of silence.
This is not a cardinal. This is a cover-up.
and the battle for justice.
He must never serve as a priest again.
Ted Danson, Christopher Plummer, and Brian Dennehy, directed by Dan Curtis. Our Fathers, the Catholic Church in an Age of Scandal. Premiering tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on Showtime.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Here in America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The White House is keeping the pressure on Newsweek magazine over the Koran flap. The magazine has retracted the story that said U.S. troops desecrated a Muslim holy book at the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That's thought to have sparked deadly protests in Afghanistan that left more than a dozen people dead. White House spokesman Scott McClellan told a news briefing that Newsweek has a responsibility to do more to repair the damage that has been done overseas.
This report was used in the region by people opposed to the United States to incite violence and to portray a very negative image of the United States, one that runs contrary to everything that we value and believe.
An indignant George Galloway denies allegations that he profited in the UN Iraq oil for food scandal. Galloway, a member of the British Parliament, made a spirited appearance before a U.S. Senate panel. Terry Moore has that story.
Senate investigators released a report last week claiming Galloway profited from exporting oil under the program. Galloway called the allegations utterly preposterous. He turned the tables on the Senate for supporting what he called an illegal war against Iraq.
And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies.
The Senate panel is investigating how Saddam Hussein used oil to reward politicians from other nations under the UN's former Oil for Food Aid program. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
U.S. immigration authorities have arrested a Cuban militant linked to a 1976 bombing of an airliner and a plot to assassinate President Fidel Castro. Havana has called Luis Posada Carias a terrorist and is demanding that he be deported to Cuba. Posada, a former CIA operative, is seeking asylum in the USA. He had just wrapped up a news conference when he was arrested in Miami. The case has prompted mass protests in Cuba. Steve Mort has the story.
Facing mounting international pressure, the U.S. detained Luis Posada Carriles in a case that's proven tricky for the White House. Venezuela's also entered a formal extradition request. He escaped from prison there in 1985 while awaiting a prosecutor's appeal in his trial over the bombing of a Cubana Airlines jet. Posada Carriles says he should be entitled to asylum in the U.S. because he was a former CIA agent. Steve Mort reporting.
Westchester County, New York's 911 memorial is moving forward. County Executive Andy Spano says because of a nationwide shortage of steel, the memorial will only be partially completed on September 11, 2005.
The entire base will be on time. That'll include the base, the landscaping. It'll include the inscriptions, the names. Everything will be here except the steel.
109 Westchester County residents died on September 11, 2001. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath?
Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Tune in this week as I cover the Rat Pack. That's right, my favorite guys in the whole wide world. Join us as we follow not only their music, but their contributions towards racial equality in music and in life. Joining me will be Lenore Zan, and she'll be talking about her one-woman play about Marilyn Monroe and her relationship with the Rat Pack. Tune in, baby. It's going to be a blast this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
About 7 past the hour. Okay, let me share something with you. And then I got simple Scotty McClellan here, George Bush's mouthpiece, talking about the Newsweek. And the Defense Department is looking for what they call a son of a bitch. That's their words. Now, we know that, Uncle Mikey here uses that word probably more than my network would like me to use it. But this is... The Defense Department is using the term son of a bitch. Now, you're going to be interested to find out in what context, and I'll share that with you in a second. Do y'all know who Paul Craig Roberts is? Here's what he wrote. George W. Bush and his gang of neocon warmongers have destroyed America's reputation. It is likely to stay destroyed, because at this point, the only way to restore America's reputation would be to impeach and convict President Bush for intentionally deceiving Congress and the American people in order to start a war of aggression against a country that posed no threat to the U.S. America can redeem itself only by holding Bush accountable. As intent as Republicans were to impeach President Clinton for lying about a sexual affair, they have a blind eye for Bush's far more serious lies. Bush's lies have caused the deaths of tens of thousands of people, injured and maimed tens of thousands more, devastated a country, destroyed America's reputation, caused 1 billion Muslims to hate America, ruined our alliances with Europe, created the police state at home, and squandered $300 billion and counting. America's reputation is so damaged that not even our puppets can stand the heat. Anti-American riots, which have left Afghan cities and towns in flames and hospitals overflowing with casualties, have forced Bush's Afghan puppet Hamid Karzai to assert his independence from his U.S. overlords. In a belated act of sovereignty, Karzai asserted authority over heavy-handed U.S. troops whose brutal and stupid ways sparked the devastating riots. Karzai demanded control of U.S. military activities in Afghanistan and called for the return of the Afghan detainees who are being held at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Abundant evidence now exists in the public domain to convict George W. Bush of the crime of the century, the secret British government memo leaked to the Sunday Times reports that Bush wanted, quote, to remove Saddam through military action justified by the conjunction of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction, but the intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. The case was thin. Saddam was not threatening his neighbors. Yada, 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 yada. There were three possible legal bases for invading Iraq: self-defense, humanitarian intervention, or United Nations Security Council authorization. The first and second could not be the base in this case. Relying on the United Nations also would be difficult. End quote. This memo is the mother of all smoking guns. Why isn't Bush in the dock? Has American democracy failed at home? You're kidding, Paul. Has American democracy failed at home? With all due respect, Paul, 3, 2, 1. Duh! Simple Scotty McClellan at the briefing today. Now, I love this back and forth on the Newsweek issue. One of the crack White House reporters begins by asking, Scott, you said that the retraction by Newsweek magazine of its story is a good first step. What else does the president want this American magazine to do?
Report, which Newsweek has now retracted and said was wrong, has had serious consequences. People did lose their lives. The image of the United States abroad has been damaged. There is lasting damage to our image because of this report. And we would encourage Newsweek to do all that they can to help repair the damage that has been done, particularly in the region. And I think Newsweek can do that by talking about the way they got this wrong and pointing out what the policies and practices of the United States military are when it comes to the handling of the Holy Quran.
With respect, who made you the editor of Newsweek? Do you think it's appropriate for you at that podium, speaking with the authority of the President of the United States, to tell an American magazine what they should print?
I'm not telling them. I'm saying that we would encourage them to help.
Pressuring.
No, I'm saying we would encourage them. Look, this report caused serious damage to the image of the United States abroad. And Newsweek has said that they got it wrong. You know, I think Newsweek recognizes the responsibility they have. We appreciate the step that they took by retracting the story. Now we would encourage them to move forward and do all that they can to help repair the damage that has been done by this report.
I can't say what I'm feeling right now about Scott McClellan. I'd either be arrested or fired or both. But it's astonishing. The image of the United States has been damaged by Newsweek? He goes on to say there is lasting damage to our image because of this report? McClellan, you lying bastard. You're just a lying bastard. After what we know about torture and waterboarding and cooking Afghans in shipping containers and sexual assault and raping prisoners with broomsticks and beating them to death and sending them to what stand is it where they boil them in water? You have to be kidding. You have to be kidding, Scott McClellan, you filthy human being, that a 4 or 5 lines in Newsweek. What do you want us to believe, Scott? That our interrogators, the private contractors, as well as those employed by Donald Rumsfeld, don't defecate on the Quran, don't flush it down a toilet, don't urinate on the Quran? Is that what you want us to believe, Scott? Okay, we will rip the skin off of live prisoners. We will boil them. We will cook them. Listen to what I'm saying. We will take pliers and pull off their fingers and toenails. We will slice off their eyelids so they're never able to close their eyes again. We will hang them. We will drown them. We will put electrodes on their testicles. We will burn them, cook them, murder them, and destroy them. But we won't touch their holy Quran? Do you honestly believe, you two-bit whore, Mr. McClellan, you two-bit street whore, do you believe that the people in the Middle East and Central Asia are rioting because of three lines in Newsweek? Ah, you filthy, filthy pig. But there he stands, truth seeker. This report, which Newsweek has now retracted and said was wrong, has had serious consequences. People did lose their lives. People did lose their lives. The reports that the United States government under the psychopathic George Bush used to justify the invasion of two countries, every single report was a lie. Every single report was a lie. Every single report. Whether it was fed to the American media or the United Nations or our coalition of the willing, was a lie. And this two-bit street whore stands out there and talks to the crack White House press corps and talks about three or four lines in a Newsweek Periscope cheesy story that was reported in other publications as long ago as 2 years ago. McClellan, I wish I were Satan. I wish I were Satan. So I could come and take you now.
The fact is there's these prisoners buried in the sand, mass murdered in containers. The fact is in Afghanistan more die than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron, the American Empire!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now.
800-430-9571, 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Oh, my God. John is calling from Australia. Oh, geez. I'm sorry. John, welcome to the program. Is this our guy from the 12th Harmonic?
Yes, how you doing?
Doing fine, John. How are you?
You've been killing me tonight with the Galloway thing before I get on to what I rang about. And what can I say but loot the dupes?
Yeah, I hear that.
I'm ringing because in the last week or so I've been drawn into kind of the support network for this young lady by the name of Chappelle Corby. I don't know if you've heard about this. She was heading to Bali with some family and friends from Australia for a holiday to go visit family. And it seems as though she's been the victim of a drug running scandal here that the Australian Federal Police were investigating. And what would happen is the baggage handlers would put some gear in bags, take a photo, email it to the next stop, and it would be retrieved, and the passenger would be none the wiser.
Mm.
So it seems what's suspected, and this whole thing's been bungled in many, many ways, and unfortunately in Bali, due process is a completely different situation. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Right.
And the sentence is death by firing squad.
Oh, great. That's nice.
Yeah. And it's we're probably about 10 days away from the verdict. And everything's pointing that it's not looking real good. And the Australian government was a bit lax. They're kind of coming on board a little late, but better late than never in some ways. The head of the Australian police, who did such a wonderful job after the Bali bombing, has really tried to do a spin job that's been of no help whatsoever. And when the Australian government asked for samples of the marijuana, there was 4.1 kilograms.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inside a boogie board bag, which the weight seems to be different from Queensland to Sydney, I believe. The cameras were all down for maintenance on the bay. There's no tapes available. But when samples were requested, the Indonesians refused. So they wanted to test to see where it came from. They, you know, you can track which part of Australia it would have popped from.
Right.
And what makes the whole thing completely implausible is the fact that the street value in Sydney for that same gear would have been 20 times what it is in Bali. So you would not have, you know, no one in their right mind would have done this for any kind of gain.
So like coals to Newcastle, I believe the expression used to be a century ago.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let me, John, this obviously has, and no disrespect intended, this has limited interest to Americans.
We actually have been getting quite a response, but if folks are interested, they can go to my website. There are all the proper links if they'd like to show their support, and there is a free fax service to the Indonesian embassy there for if you'd like to show some support, because we're trying to see if we can.
Okay, a couple of questions. The Indonesian government is still a military government, is it not?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
They.
And politics are bad between the two countries.
Yes, and as you know, the government of Indonesia, since Indonesia is the largest Muslim population on the face of the earth, they do not negotiate. They don't have to. So,
oh, I know.
What sort of pressure? I mean, is this like an Amnesty International thing, writing to the jailers to free someone? My heart breaks because we have a million people in jail in this country, some of whom are facing the death penalty for drug charges. But obviously, from just a little bit that you have described of this woman's case, she has been targeted. And, my question would be, do you think that the Indonesian government would respond? This is one of Bush's great allies.
I know. However, the prosecution, even though they're not bound to make any kind of sentence recommendation, actually asked to have the death penalty taken off the table. Now, the judge has no obligation to take that into effect, but they were under no obligation to do so, and they normally don't, from what I understand.
Well, it sounds like a hell of a case, and we're going to give your website, web address, and people can go and get the whole thing. It's www.12thharmonic.com,
yes. .com. 1-2-T-H harmonic.
Say it again.
And 1-2-T-H-H-A-R-M-O-N-I-C.com.
Right. 12th is, 12th is the numeral 12, followed by T-H, and harmonic.com.
All lowercase.
All right, John, good to hear from you. I wish it weren't under these circumstances. Thanks for checking in. How's everything in the future? It's tomorrow over there, right?
Yes, it's always tomorrow over here.
It is indeed. John, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, mate. We'll talk
all right, sir. Have a nice day. Take care.
You're a nation of sheep. Live by a handful of pigs. You're a nation of sheep. Live by a handful of hogs. Throw away your rights.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Fade unwanted noise and enjoy your music more with Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise-canceling headphones from Bose. Originally designed for air travel, customers tell Bose they also enjoy them in the office, at home, and on the go, anywhere they use headphones to listen to music or other audio. David Carnoy of CNET says they feel good, even luxurious, on your ears. And now you can enjoy them, too, by calling Bose at 800-485-2114. You'll be delighted by the acclaimed noise reduction technology. In fact, technologyreview.com says it's as if someone found the volume control control for the world and turned it way, way down. And the audio performance? Joshua Hill of Travel and Leisure Golf says, forget concert-like comparisons, you'll think you're on stage with the band. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 to try Quiet Comfort 2 acoustic noise canceling headphones risk-free for 30 days. Call by May 31st, 2005 and get free express shipping with your order. Call Bose at 800-485-2114 and leave the noise behind.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Every day it's a battle between you and your feet. And now they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
the Majority Report.
Now, old Sparky was the electric chair in, I believe, Huntsville Prison in Texas. And the death row inmates were forced to clean and keep up the maintenance on old Sparky, which would be their eventual killer.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
When we vote blindly for the George Bushes of the world, when we don't stand up to big media consolidation, we are polishing old Sparky. Do you see what I'm saying?
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. So Jim Loeb, writing for Interpress Service, has a question for international news hounds, as he puts it. He says, who is the son of a bitch, with quotes around that, son of a bitch, referred to in this comment by a U.S. Defense Department spokesman? Here's the comment, quote, people are dead because of what this son of a bitch did. How could he be credible now, end quote. Now, Loeb wants to know, is this guy an unnamed Defense Department source who told Newsweek magazine that he had read a government document detailing an incident where U.S. military personnel at Guantanamo flushed a Quran down the toilet? This was the report that was printed in a tiny little item in Newsweek's Periscope section a couple of issues ago. And as a result, if you believe the official story, violent protests erupted across the Muslim world, particularly in Afghanistan, where, 20 people were killed and the government of Hamid Karzai was shaken just a week before he was due to travel here. Now, this is what Kobe wants to know. I maintain that the entire thing was another Karl Rove operation. You understand what I'm saying? But Loeb goes on to ask, or is the, quote, son of a bitch, end quote, U.S. President George W. Bush, whose administration began fixing intelligence at least 8 months before invading Iraq in order to make the public believe that Baghdad posed a serious threat to the United States and its allies? After all, Loeb writes, the war and its bloody aftermath have taken a toll of at least 30,000 lives. That's a low figure, Jim. According to conservative estimates, and the ongoing conflict continues to kill scores more every week with no end in sight. Well, as far as finding a son of a bitch inside the Defense Department, I guess if you took a slingshot and put what would you put in it? A dried pea in the slingshot and fired it down one of the hallways of the Defense Department, you would probably strike a son of a bitch very quickly after the pea left your slingshot. Now, as far as George W. Bush, well, of course, this whole thing over a Newsweek story is nonsense. George W. Bush ordered the immediate death of tens of thousands of people. Burn them. Kill them. He has sent 1,622 Americans at last count, I believe, to an early grave. Kill them. He's got 5, 6, 8, 10,000 Americans with missing arms and legs and limbs and eyes and God knows what. And one of you right-wing bastards want to tell me why? Huh? You want to tell me why George W. Bush is allowed to get away with this kind of fairly large-scale murder? Huh? Do one of you right-wingers listen to this program right now, you little cowards, you little chumps? One of you want to call in here and explain this, how your boy can murder, without telling me the rapture's coming, so it really doesn't matter. You know, I'm so sick of that I could just scream. Well, no, none of you will call in and tell me that, because you don't have anything to say. A, B, you're cowards. And C, when the barricades go up, you and I are going to be on opposite sides, booby. Trust me. Trust me. So here's my take. Karl Rove has got to do something because the British memo is about to break in America. What Karl Rove doesn't understand yet is most Americans don't give a damn. But there's a few arrogant little uncontrolled bastards in the American media, and God only knows what they're going to do, right? Plus there's that terrible internets. So Rove says, okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Hey, let's get one of our son of a bitches deep in the bowels of the Pentagon. Somebody who has fed Newsweek or Time or the Washington Post real items in the past. And let's find out. What do we find out about this guy? Oh, he's got a girlfriend. He's married and he's got a girlfriend. Oh, he's married and he's got a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Oh, really? Oh, isn't this nice? Have him come to my office. So this poor hapless bastard, what is he, a lieutenant, lieutenant commander? Probably somebody in the Navy, right? Lieutenant commander, or maybe somebody who works for the Judge Advocate General's office, or somebody. Somebody in the bowels of the Pentagon is summoned to Karl Rove's office, and he's offered a drink and a cigar. And Rove says, look, Lieutenant Commander, we know all about your girlfriend. We know all about your boyfriend. We know how you've been downloading porn from the internet. We know you got a wife and two kids. So guess what, Lieutenant Commander? We have an assignment for you. Here's what we want you to do. Call Michael Isikoff. We used him before during the Clinton impeachment thing. He just did a number. He did a dance on Julie Hyatt Steele's head. So we've used him before. Now it's time to discard him. Call him up. Tell him, since you're a reputable source, tell him that you understand that somebody urinated on the Quran and threw it down the commode in Guantanamo. Do it. So Lieutenant Commander Nobody did it. And Newsweek went with the story. And then when the feces hit the fan, and Carl calls Lieutenant Commander up on a secure line and says, Lieutenant Commander, guess what? Now it's time for you to tell Isikoff and Newsweek magazine that you can't confirm the story. Do it now! And Lieutenant Commander Nobody does it. Were Quran's flushed? Of course. We rip the skin off of people now. We cook them now. Of course it was flushed. How many former prisoners who have been released from Guantanamo because of pressure from their respective governments have gone back to their home countries and said, yes, they did this? And how long has that story been out there? 2 years? Yes! So why is it a story now? Why did Lieutenant Commander Nobody get the summons from Karl Rove? Why did Newsweek take the bait? Because the British memo puts out there not just a timeline, but the names of the people who are sitting around the table deciding to fix the intelligence and the lies. And the last thing Karl Rove wants is for the stories to stop that say, oh, the intelligence was flawed. Oh, yes, you know, like John McCain, like Carl Levin, like Democrats and Republicans all. Oh, well, the intelligence was flawed. Oh, we can't have that again. Oh, I know. Let's appoint a director of intelligence. Chertoff. How about Mr. Chertoff? He'd be a good one. And then this will never happen again. But Chertoff already has a job? Okay, how about Negroponte? It's so hard to keep our domestic terrorists separate. Where's Elliot Abrams? Maybe we can make him the head of intelligence. No, Negroponte, Chertoff. No, Chertoff's going to be the head of Homeland Security. Well, but that's the same thing. Negroponte. Negroponte did real good back in the 80s in Central America with the murder and the mayhem. Let's put him in charge. So the story's out there. Members on the highest level of the Bush crime family conspired to invade a country and develop intelligence that was utterly and absolutely false, that was utterly and absolutely a lie. And the cover story is still holding. The cover story is still repeated by the New York Times and the Washington Post and all the newspapers of record in this country and all the leaders of the Democratic and Republican Party, the Republicans who have decided, oh, well, let's get real bold here and criticize. The intelligence was flawed. The intelligence was flawed. No, it wasn't. The intelligence didn't exist. The leadership was flawed. So as Karl Rove is so adept at doing for the past 2 days, Newsweek! Newsweek! Oh my God, look, they're killing each other in Afghanistan! Oh my God, there's riots in Pakistan! Oh my goodness, the Palestinians are all got their burqas in a wad or whatever they wear, I don't know! Isn't it amazing that in the occupied territories and Iraq and Iran and Saudi Arabia and Yemen and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Tajikistan, they all read Newsweek? Who'd have thought it, huh? So Karl Rove pulls it off again, huh? Isn't this guy something? Isn't this guy something? He does it again. Lee Atwater is sitting down in hell right now, admiring his protege. Carl, eventually you're going to be there too.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Read why the FDA's own scientists are worried the agency approves unsafe drugs that can put you at risk. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die, right down to the queen. New Amdro Ant Block. Stop them on the outside before they come inside.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
Yeah, you sure are. All right, thanks to the staff, the boys in the band up in New York. Thank you very much. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Justin Yuen, and David Fizikas. Our engineers and associate producer up there. Thanks, guys. And the usual bunch of radicals. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, and Jim in Arkansas. And She Who Must Be Obeyed, Catherine Bay, who's the executive producer of this program. See if we can squeeze in a phone call here real quick. Kathy is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Kathy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, hey, no problem. It is marvelous to talk to you, Mike.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Kathy.
I get no sleep after I listen to your show, though.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, you scream so I don't have to.
Well, that works for me.
Although, you know, sometimes it doesn't keep me from screaming. You know, I swore sparks and blue smoke were going to start flying out of my television today because no one has spoken that much truth on my television.
Wasn't that something? It was just astonishing to see that. Just astonishing.
Oh, you know, the whole emerald, bam, bam. I was just sitting there doing that as Galloway was speaking. I'm like, bam, bam.
Yes, right. Exactly, exactly. Well, like I said, I came in and I heard that. I couldn't believe, I didn't know what Kathy had on the television, and I'm looking around like, oh my God, who's this guy with the Scottish brogue? And he wouldn't stop. He just kept hammering these thugs, hammering them.
And they actually gave him 10 full minutes to speak his mind. That was what I loved the most.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
They indulged him. They said, you have 10 minutes, and you know, if you need more time, we'll give you some. And I was like, oh, they gave him 10 minutes. I bet that was the, they were... Couldn't have been more sorry about anything.
Well, the part that was horrifying to me was that there were only two senators there. Norm Coleman, who is a jerk, you know, he's a mayor, and Carl Levin. And nobody else on this subcommittee. This is, I forget, a subcommittee on investigations or something, and I don't know what committee this is a subcommittee of, if you'll pardon a fractured sentence there. But two senators. And my gut feeling is that the rest of these senators, Democrat and Republican alike, didn't want to be didn't want to have their picture taken, didn't want to be on television when this guy is bombing the United States Senate with truth.
Coleman looks like a robot with good dentures, and Levin, I could not understand why he was asking the questions he was asking and why he was pressing the way he was pressing. It was like that sort of have you stopped beating your wife yet question.
Yeah, I got that impression too. We didn't get any sound of Carl Levin. We may at some point, but when I heard a little bit of Levin, I thought, what the hell is this? What are you doing, Carl?
His question seemed completely pointless. I didn't follow him at all. You were talking earlier, too, about what might finally get people up off their butts and off their sofas, about what might mobilize people finally to have a little indignation and finally it's the great American luxury, though. You don't have to, I actually wrote some lyrics to a song called The Great American Luxury, and it's the chorus is, it's the great American luxury, I don't have to care unless it's all about me. I think it's the draft. I think that's going to be the tipping point. Because
did you send me an email tonight saying that?
No.
You're harmonizing with somebody else. Sent me an email that said the tipping point will be the draft, and until that happens, until all of a sudden there is involuntary servitude to go kill people and be killed, the American public is content to turn away, to not look, or to raise their hands up and say, Jesus is coming, let's get ready for the rapture. But I think you're right, and I think this person who emailed me, I think he or she is right also. The draft is going to do it, and the draft is coming.
Well, it's clear nobody wants to fight in the war. It's clear.
Right.
You know, they can't recruit people. It's clear nobody wants to. They're waiting outside mental hospitals with recruitment cards. You know, they'll take anybody who wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's clear nobody wants to do this. And when they're finally forcing people, that's when the tide's going to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really unfortunate that you don't do anything until it comes and sits in your house and roosts in your world. But, you know, nobody does anything just because it's the principle of the thing.
Right.
You know, nobody has a, you know, Galloway's righteous indignation and does something just because it's the just thing to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they only do it when it affects them, and that's especially true for us. We don't get up off our butts until it's in our own lives. You know, if it's just something we see on the TV, that's abstract. That's not us. That's not, you know, taking the Twinkie out of my lunchbox.
Oh my God, I love that. Can I use that forever?
Hey, you can use that forever.
No, that's not taking the Twinkie out of my lunchbox. Oh my God. That's great. Well, you make some
laugh. I love that. You should laugh more often.
you made some great points, Kathy. You're absolutely right. And the most important point, and I think you're right on target. The draft. We had a draft in the Vietnam era. I don't know why it took people 4 years before they took to the streets in the Vietnam era. We've gotten soft in this country. I don't care what the cause is. We don't want to participate in it. That's A. No, that's B. Here's A. I think a lot of people understand that this is a criminal administration, but as long as the queers can't marry, it's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
And they don't want to serve in this thug's military, because they know what a trip in this military means. It means death, their own. And they're just not going to do it. In previous militaries, you had a chance. But, you know, you could kill or be killed. In this military, under-armed, under-equipped, under-armored, what's going to happen is you're going to go over to kill, what do they call, a couple of ragheads, a couple of tall heads, and your ass is going to be blown up by a roadside bomb. So no thanks. I think I'll go to business school, whatever.
Yeah,
Kathy,
I strap a sandbag on myself.
I hear you. Kathy, thanks.
You bet.
Take care. Appreciate it. All right. Have a nice evening. I'll see you tomorrow night, folks. Thanks for participating. Watch your back, okay? Eh? Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details. Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh, ah.
So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.